From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. At least 10 people, including some officials, were killed when a pair of car bombs ripped Somalia's capital on Saturday, 2 weeks after a huge bomb killed more than 350 people. The first blast occurred at the popular Naza Hablod 2 hotel, which al-Shabaab gunmen stormed after detonating a car filled with explosives at the hotel's gate. Somali officials said at least three gunmen are still inside, exchanging gunfire with security forces. Reports say Abdenasser Garan Ahmed, a former lawmaker and a police commander, was among those killed at the hotel. Abdurrahman Adam, head of Amin Ambulance, told VOA they transported 17 wounded from the scene. The Naza Hablod 2 hotel is located near Somalia's presidential palace and is frequently used by Somali politicians. The second car bomb exploded near the former parliament building, causing unknown damage. Catalonia's deposed president, Carles Puigdemont, vowed on Saturday to keep fighting for independence after the Spanish central government ordered him to accept his cabinet's dismissal. The Spanish region of Catalonia is now under the direct control of Madrid. Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy dissolved Catalonia's parliament just hours after the regional body voted Friday in favor of independence from Spain. In addition to dismissing the regional parliament, Rajoy has called for snap Catalan elections on December 21st and has stripped Catalonia's most senior police officials of their powers. In a pre-recorded statement, Puigdemont said he would continue working to build a free country and that only the regional parliament has the authority to dismiss the Catalan government. This is VOA News. A U.S. federal grand jury has approved the first charges in an investigation of Russian influence on U.S. elections, according to several major news outlets. The grand jury's action, resulting from the probe led by special counsel Robert Mueller, was first reported by CNN on Friday evening. It quoted sources as saying anyone who is charged could be taken into custody as soon as Monday. The exact charges are unclear. Reuters, The Wall Street Journal, and NBC News have subsequently issued similar reports. All the reports have been attributed to unnamed sources. President Donald Trump on Saturday visited his Trump National Golf Club in Sterling, Virginia. His three tweets so far during the day have not referenced the reports. A U.S. service member was killed and six others wounded in a helicopter crash in Afghanistan's Logar province late Friday. NATO's Resolute Support Mission Office said the crash was not the result of enemy action. General John Nicholson, commander of the RS forces, expressed his heartfelt sympathies to the families of the victims. Earlier, the Taliban had claimed responsibility for downing the helicopter. The insurgent group often makes claims that later turn out to be false. The long-serving mayor of the Turkish capital, Ankara, has resigned after pressure from President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Dorian Jones reports from Istanbul.
Ankara Mayor Melih Gökçek's resignation followed weeks of intense pressure by President Recep Tayyip Erdogan, culminating in the president publicly warning the mayor of severe consequences if he did not quit. In his resignation speech, Gökçek made clear he was not leaving willingly after 23 years in office.
Ben istifa etmezsem, inandığımız umutlara haksızlık olur diye endişe ediyorum.
He said, I'm quitting not because I'm unsuccessful. I'm quitting because Erdogan asked me to do so. I'm complying with Erdogan's orders and leaving my post. Gökçek is the sixth mayor of Erdogan's ruling AKP party to be forced out by the president in the past few weeks. Dorian Jones, VOA News, Istanbul.
A senior Afghan government official has disappeared in neighboring Pakistan, where he was seeking medical treatment in a private capacity, officials revealed Saturday. The deputy governor of the eastern Kunar province, Qazi Muhammad Nabi, was in Peshawar before being abducted, his relatives informed the Afghan consulate in the northwestern Pakistani city. No one has claimed responsibility for the alleged kidnapping. The Iraqi Kurdish parliament will meet Sunday to redistribute powers away from President Masoud Barzani. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.